father died, my father took care of her sister, and we kind of resented. And so she got in the privy one day and John and that one time and locked the door on the outside where she couldn't get out.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we had we didn't have any water wax in the house until, let me see.
We had a big pump in our kitchen door. And then it had one down the...
Now you mentioned the house at...
Hill, too.
The house that we first lived in. When Earlene and I first got married, we lived with my mother and father. Well, at that time, water wax was a system. And the longest great big brick and concrete hole dug in the ground and concreted up, and it was filled full of water, would run off the house and run into that system.
Well, how would it run off the house?
Just run off the roof, run into the gutters. And the gutter flowed into the system, and that kept the system full of water. And you'd get maggots and everything else on that dirt and everything else would wash down that roof, you see, and wash down that and get into your system. It would settle. And when you wanted to get a drink of water, well, you could go out there and take a... You ever see one of these old style systems?
Yes, sir.
You'd turn a crank and little buckets would go down in the endless... An endless chain?
We didn't have that. We had pumps. We pumped out good, clear water.
Well, that's when you had a pump. We had an endless chain. Just a long chain with little metal buckets on it.
Yes.
With a wheel down in the bottom would hold it stationary down in the water. And as you turn that crank, with the bucket would come up to the top, empty as it turned over, just like an old style water mill. And the water would fall off right into that little container. And come out through the spout into your pitcher or whatever.
You mean
it was.
You drank that stuff?
We drank that, yeah.
No, we didn't do that.
No, we drank all that stuff. Well, what's the devil? When you pumped it out of the end of the pump, you did the same thing.
No, sir.
Oh, you pumped it out of the ground?
Yes.
Oh,
sir.
Well, that's different. Now, we drank it out of that system.
We didn't.
And I don't see why people didn't die back in those days.
I don't know.
Everything.
I done had typhoid and yellow fever.
And didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes and everything else. We didn't know what the end of that was.
Malaria. Do you remember?
What'd you get for malaria?
Huh?
Calomel and quinine.
Yeah. Calomel and quinine is all the medicine they had. Now they got
castor
so many different kinds of medicines.
Get castor oil.
Did you get that disease that made your skin or eyes turn yellow?
I don't know.
Sometimes.
I don't remember back that far.
Hepatitis.
Called yellow.
Oh yeah,
yellow jaundice in those days.
Yeah, they called it yellow jaundice. Just where other people had that and died of that and didn't know where it was.
It's the same thing as hepatitis.
I see.
Yellow jaundice and hepatitis.
But they didn't know what they had.
They didn't know there were two kinds.
Just like they
days.
Used to have an attack of appendicitis, and they called it cramp colic.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They didn't know where it was.
And he died
of ruptured appendix and thought he had cramp colic.
And died of a heart attack because the fellow was having a bad case of indigestion.
Case of indigestion, he'd be his heart. Folks just didn't know back in those days.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Now, when you're talking about things like that, made me think about a man who used to come down the river in a boat, the dentist, and he'd go to the different towns to work on people's teeth.
We used to catch here, being a river town, we'd catch all kind of traffic up and down the river.
Yeah.
All kinds of people.
Yeah.
We had one man come through town here, he said he was a doctor. His name was Dr.
and, a doctor or a dentist?
Well, he called himself a doctor. But he had his dentist faucets and tools that he worked on you. Didn't have any drills or anything like that, but he'd pull your teeth. But all the men would congregate in the summertime around the back end of one of these stores was right up against the levee. He'd sit out there and enjoy the sun in the summertime. He came along and he'd take people that had toothaches and he'd pull a tooth. I don't know what he charged back in those days, but it was practically nothing. But I've seen him put a man down in a chair and grab a hold of his tooth with a pair of prongs. And he and the man would get out on the ground wrestling. He'd never turn those prongs loose.
I'm talking about the time he put his knee in the man's chest.
Yeah, he put his knee up in the man's chest and just yanked back and put his knee up in his chest and yanked his
teeth out.
He couldn't
get up out of the chair.
That guy must have been hurting when he got him.
Yeah, and another time he had him over there, he had a little boy with him. And he grabbed the horse's nigger's tooth, tried to pull it out one day, and nigger's tooth wouldn't come out. He couldn't get it out. And the little old boy had a stick in his hand. He hauled off and hit the nigger in the head. And just when he hit that nigger in the head, the tooth popped out.
My goodness. Yeah, I bet y'all were a party to some funny folks coming up this river. Coming up and down the river.
Yeah, they had all kind of folks coming through, yeah.
Yes. Well, what about a place where your mother would keep, store goods or things, you know, maybe a place where...
Down under the ground in the cellar or something like that?
Yeah, did y'all... Something like that?
Now, we didn't have any cellars.